The attorney general voted against rights restoration bills as a senator, but says his views have evolved.
For years, I have expressed concern about the ratcheting up of several low-level offenses.
He calls that felony creep, which made more citizens felons who need a better path to reenter society. While the state constitution enables the governor to restore their rights, the panel says it does not empower him nor the General Assembly to automatically restore rights to all felons. Cuccinelli adds that it doesn't look like lawmakers will pass a change to that anytime soon, so governors should wield their authority to improve the process.
He also can choose to exercise his power in a more proactive manner and is not required to wait for an ex-offender to apply for restoration. So they can go out and seek folks who would qualify. In addition, the General Assembly could assist the process by appropriating funds to support a more permanent function in the executive branch.
The last time voters weighed in was in 1982 when they defeated a rights restoration amendment. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.
Meantime, Democrats are not buying the Attorney General's change of heart. Northern Virginia delegate Charnell Herring, also the chair of the state's Democratic Party, accuses Cuccinelli of playing election year politics as he campaigns for governor.
He voted against automatic restoration of rights legislation in 2003, 2004, 2005, 2007, and 2009. In 2003, he voted for legislation that classified more crimes as violent, reducing the number of people who qualify to have their rights restored.
Restoration of civil rights includes the right to vote, serve on a jury, run for office, and become a notary public. Virginia is only one of few states that do not automatically restore the rights of nonviolent felons who served their time and paid their fines and restitution. Instead, the state requires former felons to apply for the rights to be restored, and the decision rests with the governor.